say goodbye, I'd die a little every time.
Hello, 大家好 Should I say goodbye?
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
我是 Jenny.
Hey, guys, I'm Adam.
那今天我们的节目呢就要跟大家说说不一样的、说再见的方式。
That's right. So we are talking about all different ways to say goodbye.
对，因为前两天我看到有开源用户留言，他说听我们会员课程主播在 say goodbye 的时候经常会说 take care、他说为什么要说这个 take care 呢？然后后来我就想到说，对，其实真的说再见的方式也很多、今天我们要跟大家分享一下。那你打开微信搜索公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，输入 goodbye
goodbye
或者 bye
bye bye
就可以拿到今天的推送了。其实我觉得呢，光是这个 goodbye or bye 我们都有好多可以说。
Well, apart from just goodbye or bye, you could say just bye for now.
Yeah, and I think this is probably even more colloquial than goodbye, right?
Goodbye, nobody really says goodbye.Right, like all of the songs, you know, it'll say goodbye in the song, but nobody says like
goodbye my love,
you know, you know. Or goodbye my love, it's time to die.
你怎么这样？对 ，goodbye 就是听起来非常的书面，非常的正式。
Yeah.
And、
right.
like Adam said, no one really says it in real life.
Right, like maybe little children might say it, like really cute goodbye.
对，所以日常呢，大家可以用 bye、or bye for now.
Bye for now, yeah.
Bye for now, 其实就是说，哎，现在我走了，对吧？之后我们还会再见面，
right,
这样。
Sure.
还有一点，我觉得要说的就是，外国人，特别是 adults 成人，也不太会说 bye bye.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I like saying it so much.
Oh, you do?
Well, just, I mean, I've been in China for so long, especially in like Cantonese speaking parts of China. So I just really like
bye bye.
Bye bye.
我自己还是有这个习惯，就 instinctively I'll say bye bye.
Well, the one thing I always found was, for a long time, there was a very funny show, it's still on, called Saturday Night Live. And they had a joke, a skit, where they just kept saying, bye-bye.
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 So that's cool?
Well, it was. And so when I came to China, I heard people saying, you know, like, bye-bye. But I would always say, bye-bye.
Oh.
And so, I mean, I guess it...kind of sounds the same.
但反正北美的成年人他们不太说拜拜。
拜拜。
Yeah, or they'll say bye bye. 我觉得还是 use bye or bye for now.
That's much better.
Yeah, much、
Safer.
Better. 好，但是呢，不讲 bye, 我们还有其他的词可以用，比如说
see ya.
See you.
Well, yeah, I've always felt like when I hear people say see you,I always think it sounds strange. Like I had a
你是刚刚怎么说的
See ya.
要把 you 变成 ya.
Well, it's not a rule. It's just my own opinion.
对，就这个更加口语嘛。
Yeah,
然后大家会是会发现很多 native speakers 在日常生活中会把 you 变成一个 ya 的 sound.
That's right.
See ya. See you soon.
See you soon. Yeah. See you soon.
但不太会说 see you soon 就很奇怪嘛，对不对
？See you soon.
See you soon.
See you soon.
我觉得 see you soon, they can almost replace bye.
Yeah, of course.
Right, so you don't need to say bye, you can just say see ya.
Okay, see you soon.
Or see you soon. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
对 ，see you next week.
Right.
什么？你后面就自己插入不同的那个场景就。
Oh, I always like see you when I see ya.
还有这个说法。
Well, it kind of.You know, like, even if you're not sure when the next time is going to be, like, well, you know, I'll see you when I see you.
Oh, I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
就是下次
But that's kind of more like maybe you're trying to decide, like, when are we going to see each other next time? Well, I don't know, you know, I'm busy with this and you're busy with that.
You know what?就我们中文有一个后会有期
哦、okay.
就 see you when I see you、
see you when I see you
hey, perfect translation、
nice.
好那除了 see you 呢还有 catch you or catch you later
yeah catch you later、
catch you later catch you later 这个也是很多 native speaker、会把那个 you 变成一个 ya 的
yes absolutely
catch you later 是吧、
And actually, you know, you can even just say later.
Oh, 这样也可以只说一个词。
Later. Especially, I mean, for me, I feel like if this were a big room of people and I was saying goodbye to kind of everybody. All right, later, guys. Later.
Oh, 对 later guys, 是下班的时候你经常这样啊。
Yeah,
对 later, 跟全方生 later guys, 对不对
Yeah.
好所以这个也是比较 informal,、
yes.
就是比较如果是很正式的场合还是像 goodbye, bye、mm. 比较好啊。
Right.
那接下来这个我很喜欢 take care.
Oh, take care. Okay, take care.
Yeah, I just feel this has such a good meaning, like it's almost well-wishing.
It's well-wishing, but it's not too serious.
对，这个我觉得也是字典里面可能很难会不太会告诉你的。查字典 take care 是保重。
Right.
但就中文里面如果哎 Adam 说好 later 我走了然后我说哦保重就好像就是我们会有很长一段时间不见面或者就是你身体不好你状态不好、
yeah.
你要好好保重
really need to yeah, like, take care
but in English take care is very casual
it could be more serious but you're right when we're saying goodbye it's just take care
yeah
right, take care
对 take care 就是所以不太会说什么 take good care
take, that again sounds likea song. My favorite song is, it's called Wild World by Cat Stevens.、Mm-hmm. And in the song, they have he's saying goodbye,、
yeah.
right? If you want to leave, take good care.
但是日常生活里面大家说 take care 就可以了。
Yeah, that's enough.
Bye, take care, 是吧？好，跟 take 有关的还有一个好用的就是
take it easy.
Take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy. This is very Canadian, I think.
加拿大的
take it easy. Yeah, take it easy.
Bye, take it easy.
Yeah, we Canadians like taking it easy.
跟 Aussies, 跟澳洲人
Yeah, yeah. right.
Take it easy. 对，我觉得这个其实也不是说那个人很 stressed out, 什么压力很大、你叫他 take it easy, 放轻松。其实这个就是 goodbye, 就 take care, 对吧
yeah, yeah, yeah.
就这个含义啊。
Take it easy.
Take it easy.接下来的这个美国人特别爱说 Have a good one
Yeah, have a good one
其实加拿大人也很
Yeah, we like this one too Hey, have a good one Take it easy
Have a good one 这个我很喜欢因为有的时候说 goodbye 比如你可以说什么 Enjoy the rest of your day Have a good evening 但比较麻烦、
yeah.
这个 have a good one 就是什么时候你都可以用
Right, anytime And really any place too Because like have a good day And have a good nightlike those are a little bit formal.
Oh,
so again, if you worked at leaving the hotel, you might say like, okay, have a nice day, sir. Have a good day. Have a good evening, sir.
Have a good one 比较起来就是轻松很多。
Yes, and also very, very like casual. Or I mean, between friends.
我觉得除了 between friends 或者 coworkers 就不是那么严肃场合跟同事也可以用另外一个就是在国外买东西的时候 like at the checkout、
yep.
收银员经常会就是你付了钱以后他会 bye have a good one
然后
经常跟你说 have a good one 好像、
right.
然后有的时候你也可以就 say it back 就 have a good one 你也可以这样跟他讲吗
well I mean a lot of these phrases that we're saying you can just respond you tooRight, have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, take it easy. Yeah, you too.
好，那我平时呢自己也会听很多各种各样的播客啊。我有一个最喜欢的美国播客，每一次说再见的时候，那个主持人 Steve， 哎呦，他是我的 podcast 暗恋对象。podcast.
She's obsessed.
我特别喜欢 Steve， 他做一个那个文化点评类的节目，他就说 Until next time. 就是。
Yeah.
就直到我们下次再见。
Right.
这个可以就是 bye till 哦，其实不用说 bye， 就直接说 till next time。
Till next time， yeah， yeah。
最后我还想到一个，就是如果你是 if you're one of the cool kids， 比较年轻的人，可能你可以说 peace，
peace，
peace out，
peace out， right。
Peace 就是和平。
Right， yeah。
其实这个和那种什么 have a good one, take it easy 差不多
Peace, yeah,
对吧就走的时候大家就是啊很开心很轻松的心态、
mm-hmm.
好今天我们教了大家很多不一样的 different ways to say goodbye 所以下一次呢 try to use these things in your daily life instead of saying goodbye or bye bye. 你可以其实像 take it easy till next time,、mm. catch you later, 这些都很好的
That's right.
很地道的一些英语说法啊。好，那 until next time.
Until next time, guys.、Mm. 我会牢牢记住你的脸。I think that song, right? 我怕我没有机会跟你说一声 later.
See you later. 那、虽然我们今天节目要结束了，但是呢，我们的会员课程每天都会陪伴大家。如果你还没有升级成我们的会员，然后你又想在轻松的这个过程底下学习很多实用的英语，大家可以了解一下我们的开言会员课。在我们的微信公众号点击菜单，你就可以先来了解和尝试，并且呢升级学习一年只要629。Okay, thanks for listening, and we'll see you later. 再见
Peace.
We say goodbye.